The Pastor's Column. Question: how can you have what you call life assurance when you are not keeping God's commandments? Answer: a thorough answer to this important question is beyond the scope of this page. I assume that by, quote, God's commandments, the questioner refers to our understanding of the Sabbath. We have addressed this part of the question many times, both in proclamation and in our books. However, there are theological crosswinds blowing against the assurance of salvation, which I believe can push us off either side of the road ahead. And I've likened these to the different directions the wind blows. The east wind. There are those who take the biblical teachings of sovereign election and perseverance of the saints out of context and tend to ignore the need to be born again. These people say that the elect of God will keep his commandments, and that's understood to be the eternal moral laws of God, and cannot fall away. Thus, people who once appeared to be loyal, committed believers, who later renounce Christ and no longer walk with him, never were part of God's elect. Christians are admonished to make certain of their calling and election, and since the new birth is often overlooked in this paradigm, they measure their election by obedience. Without consistent obedience, they have no assurance that they are God's elect. This view moves the basis of assurance away from the righteousness which is in Christ to personal obedience, a precarious foundation for the assurance with God. The west wind. There are others who believe that the assurance of salvation is based upon genuine belief in Christ. They, too, are admonished to live a life of obedience. In this paradigm, however, believers who are no longer walking with God have, quote, fallen away and have lost their salvation because they no longer have active faith. If this understanding is true, then there really is no assurance, because one does not know if he will remain faithful and endure future tests. In this paradigm as well, the significance of the new birth and the Spirit's confirmation that we are children of God, Romans 8:14-17, is missing. The north wind. There are yet others who promote the simple gospel. Using John 5:24 and other such passages, they teach that once a person has, quote, believed that Jesus is the Christ, they have eternal life and can never be lost because they will not come into judgment. Believers who appear to fall away are still saved, they teach, even if there is little or no noticeable evidence. A one-time profession of belief is all that is necessary. Obedience, they teach, simply adds to the rewards of discipleship here, as well as future rewards in heaven. The problem with the north wind is that it equates salvation with a statement of belief without stressing the need to trust and receive a new birth. This paradigm may give assurance to people who may not even be born again by the Holy Spirit. The road ahead. So where is our assurance based? It is based in Christ. He who has the Son has life, 1 John 5:12. If we really believe and trust that Jesus is the Christ, died for our sins, rose from the grave, we have assurance now and forever, because we have the guarantee of the Holy Spirit testifying to our spirits. Ephesians 2:13-14 and Romans 8:14-17. Further, if we are truly born again, there will be a change in our life. If we focus on what the New Testament teaches regarding being in Christ, there will be more evidence of faith in our lives than if we focus our attention on our own obedience. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:11-13.